Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLKHD. Rono.
You know, usually you want to be tall, right?
Right.
You like being tall.
Yeah, I like being tall. I can reach things.
They say tall, dark, and handsome.
That's me.
They don't say short, squatty, and cute. You know, you strive for tall in most cases in your life. This is not one of those cases.
What?
Right now you strive for short, and you're excited about short.
About short.
Short. Weak. Short
Ooh, yes.
week.
Yes.
Hello,
yes.
everybody.
We
good day.
Love a short week.
Yeah. Everybody loves a good short week. I don't think there's anyone that complains, oh, my God, I got a short week this week. I can't.
I wanted to work 5 days.
I know. And this holiday gets in the way. And all. Now, I understand. I'm sure there are plenty of y'all out there listening that you do have to work on the 4th because maybe you're a nurse, an EMT, or whatever it is.
Somebody really important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that we are not that important. We're not. So we are not working on Thursday. But good morning. What's up with you? 52353. You can always text in. I've received one text so far today. And that text says, I enjoy gently pinching my own nipples in public. So, you know, good morning. Hello. And how are you?
Great Monday.
I know. That is definitely something. It is
first of the month.
It's the first of the month.
Yeah, man. On that short week. Zach Jackson, Antoine Terrell, Monica will be back tomorrow.
Yes.
So she's on an even shorter week. Because the short week wasn't enough for her.
It wasn't.
No, I can't just work the short week.
She said, I will outshort you.
Well, she is the shortest person on the show. So
there
I guess
you go.
That would make sense. But she always is trying to act like she's tall. And then here she is. You are who you are. And her true identity is short.
It's short.
Very
week.
Short. Shortest of all the weeks. So what do you got going on? Let us know. 52353. What are you doing for 4th of July? We have Salem Fair tickets 2 times today. So 6:45, you want to win those, or 8:30. That is your planning purposes on that. We're going to get into things to look forward to in July.
Ooh, okay.
Like that. First of the month.
Yes.
You can kind of say, all right, what's going on this month? What am I excited about? I want to wake up. I want to feel good. I want to be ready. What can I look forward to?
Because I know what's going on at the beginning of the month.
Right.
But I don't know things going on throughout the month.
But you have right now, Antoine, nothing to look forward to. You have nothing. You have no hope, no future.
No, I have the short week, though.
Yeah, but you don't even know what to look forward to
That's
in that
true.
Short
I don't
week.
Know what I'm going to do.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
So there is a man that was found sleeping in a McDonald's booth in the middle of the day.
Okay, not good. You would immediately assume drunk or on drugs or something.
Yes, and there was a woman who was coming in there, and she saw him, and she was extremely frustrated, so she took a picture and posted it to social media, because that's what everybody would do.
Right, that's you need to say, I'm going to shame this person. Look at them sleeping in a McDonald's.
Well, come to find out, 21-year-old Simon Child, he's homeless.
Okay.
But he works at that McDonald's. And he was sleeping in between his shifts.
Okay.
He picked up extra shifts because it's just him and his son, and they've been sleeping. They don't have a car to sleep in.
Okay, so where's the kid in all of this? Is he at school or anything, or we don't know?
We do not know where the kid was while father's working.
Okay. But he's doing his best, I guess. Does not have a house, lousy situation. He's working at McDonald's. He's picking up extra shifts to try to get extra money. So, okay.
And so when somebody posts something like this on social media, they expect people to rally around them and they're like, oh yeah, that's the worst.
Right.
Kick the homeless person out. But this community actually rallied behind Mr. Child. And started a GoFundMe. A local eatery lent him a car so he can go to job interviews.
There we go. We like that.
Part of the community, they put their money together and allowed them some stay at a couple of hotels.
Okay.
While they're finding a permanent residence.
Okay.
And, you know, Mr. Child said he does not have any ill will towards the woman that took the picture. He said because he was homeless, but now he's no longer homeless.
Because of the picture.
Because of the picture.
Okay, so that's good. Do we know anything about the person who posted the picture? Have they responded in any way?
Nope, she is unidentified.
Okay.
No name, no age, no nothing.
Interesting. Fast food was in the news, too. I saw the Chick-fil-A drive-through guy save some kid's life. Did you see that?
He jumped out of the window or something?
Yes, jumped right through the window because the kid was choking on his own seatbelt. And happened to have, I don't know, like a pocket knife or something, dove into the car, sliced the seatbelt.
Wow.
Fast food. I love fast food. I was driving,
because I went to the beach for a couple days. And that's when you treat yourself to foods that you don't normally eat. I ate a whole bag of Bugles.
Ooh. Did you put them on your fingers before you ate them?
Like, I was driving. You know, it's hard to put them on your fingers. I wanted to. And here's what I ask about food and snacks and fast food and all of those things. Do they make corn nuts anymore?
I don't. I've never actually seen a corn nut.
You've never seen a corn nut?
No, I've heard about such a mythical creature.
I love a corn nut.
I've never seen one in person.
Now, granted, I say I love a corn nut, and I eat them maybe once a year. When it's a road trip food for me. I go into the gas station. I find that sleeve of corn nuts, which are these sort of puffed up corn kernels, and then they're fried and seasoned or whatever it is. So they're super crunchy, but they taste like corn. So they kind of taste like Fritos a little bit.
But it's only for road trips?
For me, yes.
Yeah.
I've never eaten them in my regular life, only when I'm in a car.
No picnic? You didn't get your corn nuts to have like a little picnic?
No, I have not. But I couldn't find them. I stopped at two different places. There's no corn nuts. Did corn nuts go out of business? And that wouldn't surprise me because I do only eat them like once a year, and I've never really met anybody else that likes a corn nut.
You were keeping the corn nut business afloat.
I wasn't going on vacation enough. I was not taking enough time off to save corn nuts.
Take more days off, Zach.
Okay. I will. Starting Thursday, I will do that. But yeah, I don't know. Do the corn nuts still exist, or did the fine corn nut people go out of business? And am I the only person on earth that actually enjoys the corn nuts?
I'm going to Google corn nuts just so I can feel like I can talk to you about this.
Because you don't know. You don't understand the corn nut, man. The people are assembling the corn nut army.
I didn't even know that existed.
It's a small, passionate army. I don't know how big our army is. You'd never heard of a corn nut?
I've never heard of a corn nut. At least not in the... No. I'm not even going to try to come up... I've never heard of a corn nut before.
You're like 35 years old. You never came across a corn nut in your entire life.
Nope.
You lead a very sheltered existence.
I haven't seen a corn nut.
Yeah. Did you Google the corn nut to see what it looked like?
No, because I saw the text of people that it exists, so now I don't feel
that's
I
right.
need to prove
Melissa
anything.
Melissa in Blacksburg, she texts in 52353. She loves corn nuts on a road trip as well. She says they still make them.
I didn't see them.
She likes barbecue. Angela
there's
and
Whitfield. Flavored?
Yes. There's ranch. Oh, no. And then there's barbecue. I think there's one that's like a spicy. And then there's regular.
A chile picante.
Yep. Spicy.
Okay.
Sean in Peterstown, West Virginia. Good morning. He loves corn nuts. He does love the ranch ones, which is fine.
Yeah.
It's not for me.
Teach their own, I guess.
He says plentiful at the country store by his house. So they're at the store in Peterstown, West Virginia. Somebody else's stores in Franklin County has them. I see what's happening. They're going to the rural communities, and you can't find them in the mainstream stores anymore.
You have to go to like those mom and pops like out there in the middle of nowhere.
Have you ever been? There's a grocery store in Roanoke called the Micormac. Have you ever been to the Micormac?
I have not.
Okay, the Micormac is it's a great, you know, family-owned grocery store.
Right.
But they have... Every brand of food that you thought went out of business are still sold at the Micormac. They sell Faygo. Do you know what Faygo is?
I'm learning so much today.
Soda. It's a soda brand.
Faygo.
Popular with the Insane Clown Posse.
ICP.
That's the soda they throw on each other. But that's where you can find it. You go in there, you'll be like, oh my God, they still make corn nuts. That's what you end up in that store.
So it's kind of like a retro grocery store.
Kind
like,
of.
Like if you went through a time machine, you go
really
to the
It really does. It feels like when you walk in there, because it is an old school grocery store, it's not a chain. It does feel like the doors open and 1967 is on the other side.
Maybe they could change their name to Childhood Favorites. Like that's the name of the store.
I was saying like Time Machine Grocery Store. You sort of like Hot Tub Time Machine, Grocery Store Time Machine. Go with that.
And then you're in aisle five.
Antoine. Zach, Monica's not here today. She'll be back tomorrow. Antoine was at the Toy Story 4 screening with our peeps on Saturday.
Yes.
The private screening we did at the Paragon Movie Theater. How did that go?
Was it very, very fun.
Okay.
Let me say, I love when kids are watching movies that they find funny, because there is nothing more innocent, more genuine than kids laughing at something in unison.
Right. The biggest innocence is children laughing at things or drunk Monica laughing at things. Those are the two. That's like the innocence of youth right there. So the kids were enjoying it.
Yes,
they liked the movie.
Yes. And even the adults. Like, they walked out smiling. There were some sad parts. And there were actually a lot of sad parts.
They were trying, weren't they?
Well, It felt more natural than Toy Story 3. The sad part.
Toy Story 3 is a gut punch.
Yeah.
I mean, it is like, pull your hair, make you look at me right now while I punch you in the stomach. And then it just punches you in the stomach. And then when you think, I'm done, thank you, then they kick you in the groin afterwards.
See, this is more like, Toy Story 4 is more like a death by a thousand cuts kind of sadness.
Oh, good. So it's a million paper
cuts. It stretches it out. Yeah.
I don't know if I like that any better.
But it was very entertaining. It was a cute movie. Yeah, I thought it was absolutely amazing.
I hate when the kid movies try to punch you in the stomach. They try to make you cry.
It did it.
I watched Wonder Park over the weekend.
I've heard of it, but I haven't seen
it. It's a cute movie. It's about a kid and her mom, and they come up with this whole fantasy amusement park with all the stuff, you know, the stuffed animals have come to life, and this is the park. And then mom gets very sick in the movie, of course. You're thinking, whoa, come on, why do you have to do this to me? And it's all about how the kid, you know, she doesn't go to Wonder Park anymore and all these things. I know.
Oh, no, thank you.
Then it's good after
that. I don't like watching movies that are sad. If I know the movie is sad going in, I typically won't watch it.
Yeah. Is there a kid movie that made you just flat out ugly cry? You can share that at 52353. I refuse to watch the movie Up because I've heard it's so sad, especially for adults.
It is. It is. But it's really the first like 15 minutes that are super sad. You get past that, you're strong. You just got to get past that first fifth, and it hits you. It hits you quick.
Pixar loves doing that. Hey, you've come to a kid's movie. Mom's dead. Like, they do that all the time.
Inside Out. There was a scene in Inside Out that got me, too.
Finding Nemo, the first 10 minutes, is it's a downer. Yeah. If the movie ended right there, you would think, what is going on at Disney?
I don't know what to feel.
Very disgruntled over there. When a kid movie makes you cry, it's bad enough.
Yeah.
And then when that movie's got a stupid name, then it's even worse. We got people texting in 52353 because Antoine saw Toy Story 4 over the weekend.
Yes.
He said it was more just like being poked in the eye over and over again.
Yes, but I could see why people cried when watching it.
Text 52353. My sister cried hysterically at Mr. Megorium's Wonder Emporium. See?
Yeah, like that's...
And there's probably a legit sad part of that movie. I don't know. I haven't seen
it. It's probably terribly sad, but the name of it is just so
wonky.
You
sound like an idiot when you... Why are you crying? Mr. Megorium's Wonder Emporium?
No, you can't say. You have to change the name. You have to say, oh, it's just a movie I was watching.
The Good Dinosaur. This person cried the whole movie.
Oh, no. We turned that off then.
I know.
You can't see it through your tears.
I will not watch. And somebody did text in, my dog Skip. I will not watch that movie.
I haven't watched Marley and Me for a similar reason.
Nope, I won't do that one either. I turned off, and I used to never turn off movies. I'm going to see this to the end because I started it. I will finish it. I turned off that stupid Will Smith movie where he's the only guy left on Earth there. You know the one I'm talking about?
I Am Legend?
Yes, that one. Antoine's a big Will Smith fan. I did not like that movie. And it got halfway through that movie, and I said to myself, you know what? I am not enjoying this movie. And they're going to kill that dog to try to prove to me, to try to make me feel. And I said, this movie, which I hate, will not make me feel off. And that's it. I have no idea what happened after that. I can only assume that what I think happened happened.
I mean, the movie came out like 2007. It's not really spoiling it at this point, right?
Again, I'm telling you.
It was heart-wrenching.
See?
That
and they
dog
tried to heart-wrench me in a stupid zombie movie.
Ooh, it was bad.
Then you have to Mr. Megorium Wonder Emporium me, and you are not going to do that to me. See, Lion King, that's a popular one. And poor Ben in Lynchburg, you got to go back to your parents and yell at them now that you're an adult because they made him watch Of Mice and Men when he was in middle school.
That's so sad. I watched it in college.
Yeah, it's the saddest movie ever made. It's top five. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah, I watched that in college for an English class. So it was the first time I ever seen it.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a rough one.
You want to talk about a book making you cry? The book will make you cry. And don't do the Megorium Emporium either because then you feel silly.
I have to look up that movie, though. It sounds like a Dr. Seuss movie.
I know. It's like a movie, a purple nurple making you cry. It was like green eggs and ham. It was just so sad. See, you kids today, y'all are lucky. You have no idea what it's like to go to school back in the day. I'll explain.
Money-saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the Scoopla.
I'm going to get to the things to buy and not buy here when Prime Day comes up. We've been talking about kid movies that made you cry.
Yeah.
It's an ugly cry. And someone texted in 52353 Old Yeller, which they used to show in schools. That was movie day.
Yes, I definitely saw it.
My son comes home. What'd you watch? Mary Poppins, you know, something all fun and umbrellas and
singy-songy.
Yep, sing-songy.
Yeah.
Old Yeller, man. Spoiler alert, does not end well.
It does not. Unless unless your teacher turns the movie off and turns it into a writing assignment where you can create your own ending.
So that's what they did for you?
That's what they did at my old Chatham Elementary
school. Well, back in Massachusetts, and I am slightly older than you, you had to learn the hard way what happens to Old Yeller at the end.
Yeah, see, I was. It was like years later before I found out exactly how the movie ended.
I see what this is. You were the start of the trophy generation. Snowflake over here. That's you. They needed to protect your feelings.
They didn't want us crying.
Seriously, I mean, I think they handed out a shot of bourbon so you could watch Old Yeller. It was third grade, Antoine. Third grade we watched that movie.
Oh, man, such a sad one. Once I found out, and I had to watch it. I had to see it. I couldn't just say, like, no, there's no way it ends like that. So I watched the whole movie again.
Yeah.
Tears.
Y'all think Endgame is sad? Please. There's nothing on Old Yeller back in the day. All right, things to look forward to in July, including what to buy and not buy on Prime Day, because that is one of the things on this list. Prime Day is now Prime Days, in case you're wondering. It is July 15th and 16th, so it is 2 weeks from today.
Yes.
Is when Prime Day kicks off. Big movies this month. Spider-Man is tomorrow.
I'm so excited.
Okay. I'm not. I don't know. Spider-Man doesn't do it for me.
I'm so excited. It's like the end of like phase three of the... I'm being nerdy. Never mind.
It's because it's the... this Spider-Man movie is the end of Endgame and all that stuff. This chapter, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, so the next chapter.
Before they reboot everything.
Yeah, so this ends this chapter and it moves on to newer stories that can connect some of the older stories.
Okay. I mean, if Spider-Man's girlfriend has to shoot him at the end, then we're getting into the sad territory here. Stranger Things is Thursday.
Yes.
So you have that to look forward to. And then there's all sorts of sports stuff going on. You have Women's World Cup tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yes. The France game. No, not France. Was it France?
No, it's England. They beat France.
No, I'm saying the France game that we played on Friday was really exciting. Yes. So I'm looking forward to this next one.
You have to understand, we're America. We're new to soccer. We're like, this France game, we're excited. No, we were excited. It was that one. Yeah, that one. We won.
Yeah, the game with the ball.
We won. 1-0, something, 2-1, I don't know, something like that. Yeah. You know what's scary about all this list is everything is the first week of July to look forward to, except for Prime Day.
Which is in 2 weeks, but everything else is this month.
Here's what to buy and not buy on Prime Day. These are the things they say, do not buy these on Prime Day, or at least look around because you will probably find a better deal either somewhere else or at a different time.
Okay.
The first one is grills. They say the aggressive deals are right now for the 4th of July and then Labor Day. So Prime Day is not a day to buy grills.
Okay.
Large appliances. They say Home Depot and Lowe's will have better deals both now, right before the 4th of July, and Labor Day.
So you don't wait till Prime Day.
Check those out. Okay. Toys. They say toys, lowest prices are Christmas. It's not now. It's Christmas.
Which kind of surprises me because I feel like they would jack their prices up during Christmas because that's when you need to buy them.
Yeah. But they just, it's all about the money and the retail and the sales numbers. And if you don't have those numbers at Christmas, it ruins you for the entire year.
Makes sense.
They need the numbers. Apple products, I say with a few exceptions, like there's a Beats by Dre sale. The Apple deals are better in November, and those are at Best Buy, Target, and Walmart, which is where I bought my kids there.
Around like Black Friday-ish. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And back to school supplies. I say these deals are at lower prices toward the end of July. You'll save about 10% more if you can wait. The things to buy on Prime Day, bedding, small tech and headphones, any of the Amazon devices, of course, small appliances and Roombas, household essentials, smartphone accessories, digital downloads, and TVs. So those will be the things
TVs.
You want to get. Yeah.
I was actually looking to get a new TV.
Well, then maybe it's time.
Hot potato, hot potato. Hot potato, hot potato. Hot potato, hot potato. Potato, potato. Potato, potato, potato.
No mercy, Antoine.
No mercy.
Destroying you today.
those are very confident words, sir.
I'm trying. I'm getting
building
ready.
Building yourself up.
I screwed myself last time, and I am going to win for whoever chooses me. Good morning, Shanna. Oh, sorry, the button didn't work. Shanna, hello.
Hello.
All right, Shanna, who would you like to team up with? Antoine or the overly confident Zach Jackson?
Well, you're fueled by revenge today, so I'm going to choose you.
Okay.
Ooh, okay. Love a good revenge movie.
Yep. We'll see. Does it work? Does the negative motivation work? Let's see. Amber, it's going to be you and Antoine, okay?
Okay.
The A-team in the house, Amber and Angela.
I was going to say it.
So we'll go back and forth, 20 seconds in a category. Let me just shout things out. Whoever's left holding the potato, because we're passing the potato back and forth, is the loser of the round. And they are the big loser is what happens.
Okay. You are angry.
I am. So I was chosen first. I guess I'll reach into the poop hat. We've each put some categories in here, so I know what some of them are. Antoine knows what some of them are, but that's the way we do it when there's only two.
Fair as possible.
Ah, I'm dropping things. Okay, I'll put that one back in. All right. 20 seconds, and I will start in the category of bad habits. Drinking.
Biting your nails.
Smoking.
Showing up late.
Being a bad listener.
Not replying to emails.
Someone who oversleeps all the time.
Interrupting other people's stories.
Bad driver.
Cursing out loud.
Don't comb your hair.
Skipping church.
Bad breath.
Not eating all your food. I don't know. I don't know how it works.
What did you say? Nani food?
I said not eating all your food.
No. I'm sorry. No. You're out. Point for me.
I think we need an unbiased judge in here.
Probably, but it doesn't matter. I didn't hear what you were saying. The buzzer had already gone off. That's
all
what
right.
I said. Your turn. 20 Fair seconds.
Enough. All right.
Okay, I won the first time last time, and then I screwed it up.
All right. Here we go. So,
hot potato, Salem Fair. Strong mom shout outs on the way.
Ooh, okay. I like this all category. Right. Superheroes,
okay.
Captain America.
Spider-Man.
Iron Man.
Thor.
Batman.
Hawkeye.
Black Widow.
Wonder Woman.
Vision.
Aquaman.
Flash.
Deadpool.
Green Lantern.
Darkman.
The Hulk.
Doctor Strange. Yes!
Oh, that's great!
Yes! Yes!
No! That's bull crappy!
I was gonna say Dr. Octagon, which is not
that,
a person.
And what's funny is that pause in between Doctor and Strange mm-hmm. is what got you the victory.
Yes, it was.
Because I had one ready, obviously.
Not only did I win, but I won on Antoine's favorite category
what
of superheroes.
My category?
In your face!
Oh!
And I can tell you right now, I had none left. That was it.
If this game would have been 25 seconds, I would have won.
It would have been 21 seconds, I think you would have won. Because that's
crap.
All I had, unless we were going to count Thanos, because it was the only other person I could think of. And he's a villain.
He's
not a
villain.
Superhero. It doesn't matter.
Man.
Victorious. Congratulations.
That hurts.
Shanna, you chose revenge and you chose wisely. Sometimes evil does triumph over good. Good eventually triumphs by the end of the movie. But you get a lot of those times in movies where evil does win in the beginning. So I will lose before the show's over.
Oh, man.
Bang in the house. First of the month. That's right. It's also New Law Day. Did you know that?
I didn't know it, but then yesterday I saw like a couple of the new laws going into effect.
Mm-hmm. There's some new laws. The one that sticks out the most to me is the tobacco law. 21
yes.
is the smoking age now in Virginia.
So you can vote, but you can't buy cigarettes.
Yep. The age requirement for purchasing tobacco has gone up from 18 to 21 as of today. Does that count vaping? Does vape fall under this?
No, because I don't think vape's not tobacco, is it?
I don't know. I don't smoke anything, so I have no idea.
I don't think it's tobacco. No, I don't think so, because they said like Juuls or whatever that stuff is like in schools now.
Well, I know, but it shouldn't be. That's not good.
Yeah, but I'm saying though, but I feel like
I'm pretty sure you had to be 18 to buy a vape. Some 14-year-old can't just walk in the store and buy a vape pen. Again, as far as I know, but
I don't know what the concoction is.
Buying a lot of vape pens. I gotta be honest, everyone that smokes one looks kind of like Jabba the Hutt just a little bit. It's that big old hookah pipe and then that giant smoke cloud.
Giant puff. It's like fog.
Yeah, you have given yourself away big time. Yeah, so the only exception is if you're in the military. If you have an active military ID, then you're allowed to smoke at 18. I don't know. You're gonna go enlist just so you can have cigarettes now?
That's so crazy.
That's the big one. Let's see. There's also, just a heads up, handheld cell phone use in highway work zones. $250 fine. So just in a random work zone. But you got to watch out because a lot of times there's a cop sitting right there because they're watching over the work zone.
Well, and work zones make me the most nervous because that's when the lanes are a little tighter.
Uh-huh.
And now there's a little bit more, not debris, but there's stuff in the way, obstacles.
We will see what happens here. Violating the move over law. So this is the you won't get over out of the left-hand lane. The old law said the first offense is a $250 fine. This new law claims all offenses reckless driving, which is a class one misdemeanor.
Yeah.
For not getting into the right-hand lane. Is anyone going to get popped for that is the question.
Now, my question is, if for some reason when I see the ambulance or the vehicle and they're already in the right lane, do I get off on the shoulder?
Oh, that's what that's for. Oh, okay. So for emergency vehicles, move over. All right. That makes sense. I just thought it was the person that's tooling along at 56 miles an hour. Darn it. I wanted to start putting those people in jail. All right.
No,
never mind. It's not
Zach.
Happening. The other one, yes, please move over for the police. Or it's the reverse, too, where if there's a police officer on the side of the road, you're supposed to get in the left-hand lane to protect everyone's safety. So certainly do that. And this one is very exciting. New laws. You are now allowed to advertise drink specials at happy hours.
Woo!
On like TV and the radio.
You couldn't do that before?
No.
I didn't know that.
It's such a stupid law. But you wouldn't be able to say dollar margaritas. You couldn't say that. You used to not even be able to say drink specials. So now they'll at least let you say drink specials.
So could they advertise we have happy hour from 2 through 6, but
correct,
just couldn't say what that consists of?
Right. They couldn't say anything as far as drinks specifically.
Uh-huh.
You could say a nickel appetizer. That was fine. But the stupid law was that you couldn't say what the drink specials were. But now you can list specific prices. So we need to have some sort of dollar margarita morning thing commercial party here.
We need like a Grubhub
mm-hmm.
that deliver the drinks. They can't drink
nice.
It, but can they deliver
nice
happy hour drinks?
Start delivering margaritas.
The K92 morning thing trending top three. Number three.
Number three trending food delivery. People love food delivery.
Yeah, I was having a conversation with somebody the other day talking about how much they just enjoy food being delivered, because then they're like a little kid, like a little puppy waiting for their owner to come home. They're just looking out the window like, oh, when's the car going to show?
And that's what this story says right here, because I'm not a big food delivery, a pizza.
Yeah.
But I just have not gotten into this whole Grubhub, Uber Eats trend, parts of it. There's certain restaurants where I don't want to put the transport into anybody else's hands. But they say getting food delivered is more satisfying than eating it at a restaurant. That's what this study says here. The people who are doing it are, just like you said, dogs in the window.
They're just happy.
I guess.
Well, because you get the food that you would normally eat out, so you're typically excited about that food anyway. But now you can do it in your flip-flops.
But now, and it's not quite as warm as it would be if you were at the restaurant.
That's true.
That's
that
a problem I have with all of it. Man, I was driving, so I was listening to a lot of different radio shows and things like that. And there was a woman on this one show, and she kept talking about how she does. Do we have Postmates here? Which is another food delivery.
I don't know. I've seen so many commercials and YouTube ads for it, but
I don't
know
if
never
it's come here.
Anyway,
she was just talking about, oh, yeah, I do Taco Bell at least once a week. I'm thinking, Taco Bell, the food that has the most temperature sensitive stuff of any place you can order. Like, I'm not putting that in the hands of somebody else to drive it to me, because they're not going to drive as recklessly as I need them to get it to me.
And it's a trust issue.
Yeah. Just, I don't know. Fast food, it always felt fast enough to me. I don't know. I don't know why we had to order it ahead to pick it up or have somebody else do it, but you're happier than I am. I sound like an angry little man complaining about it, so maybe I have to just finally suck it up and do it.
Number two.
Here's shocking news. This study says Facebook is good for you.
I'm completely shocked.
If you're old.
Okay. That makes more sense now.
It does kind of make sense. It says Facebook is good for you if you're a grown-up. And I would add a really old grown-up. If you're everyone's, you know, because everyone's mom spends way too much time on Facebook.
So much time.
It's great for her.
So she loves it. My mother loves Facebook.
Yeah, my mother-in-law is probably on there right now. She'll probably hear this, make a comment on my Facebook page based on all of it. But yeah, she loves Facebook. And she's on there all the time. And if you asked your mother or my mother-in-law, they'd say, well, I'm not on it that much.
Oh no, they're looking for posts to comment on.
I had a picture. My mother-in-law was furious. I took it and wouldn't let me post it anywhere, so I didn't. But it's a picture of her because she came to my house and she fell asleep in the chair in the living room with Facebook on her iPad just in front of her. I'm like, there she is sleeping with her teddy bear.
She had
friend.
To be ready.
Yeah, they say that 63% less likely to suffer mental health issues like anxiety or depression. But again, this is only for grown-ups. And I say specifically for someone over the age of 55, because they like to go on there and spy on all their friends and forward memes. And they seem to be genuinely enjoying Facebook.
They entertain. They are so entertained by those memes. They're like, oh, baby, come here. Look at this one. Read this one. I saw that 6 months ago
on
Twitter.
It, 7 years ago. Yes, I know. Chocolate rain. Very funny. I get it.
Number one.
It happened again, Antoine. They left another person on an Air Canada plane.
It had to be a prank.
No.
Seriously?
It's another one. So there was a story a week or two ago. Woman fell asleep.
Yes.
She woke up in the plane garage. Lights off. Gone. Now there's another story coming out. Older woman was waiting for a wheelchair, and they just left her there.
So she wasn't even asleep.
No, flight attendant said, we'll be back. And then everyone left, and she was just there. Here's her daughter.
Stewardess told my mom, I'm coming back. So sit there. I'm going to get a chair, and I'll be back.
Right? How do you walk through a plane on your way out to make sure everybody's gone and leave a woman?
She was totally broken when she got off that plane.
How do you?
Oh, my God. It's so terrible.
I mean, she said, I'll be right back. I'll get your chair. And then just get off the plane and be like, oh, look, croissants. I'm hungry.
Yeah, it's like, I was supposed to get something. No, I have my purse. I got everything I needed.
And it was Air Canada again. So it was the same one. So they said, oh, we're reviewing all of our safety procedures and blah, 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 blah.
You just walked through the plane.
Yeah. And I would say the bigger concern here is, yeah, we left a random old lady on the plane and forgot about her. And we left a random sleeping woman and forgot about her. What if we leave a bad person? Or this is how little they're paying attention to their plane, is somebody is on it for 20 minutes all by themselves.
What if somebody steals a plane? What if you, can you hotwire a plane?
I'm sure there's a way.
There has to be.
Yeah. Yeah. We definitely don't want that.
No.
So we don't want grandma. She needs to get on Facebook. Go back to where you belong and start posting yes. memes for the rest of us to not want to see on Facebook.
Strong mom shout out. Strong mom shout out.
You gotta honor the strong moms in your life.
Yes.
Otherwise, you'll never hear the end of it.
Every day for the rest of your life. Birthdays, yeah. Christmas, everything.
They all know exactly how long they were in labor with you, and they will remind you no matter what.
Yes.
So you want to shout them out, you can go to K92Radio.com. All our strong moms that we shout out today will get a little something from Embellish Hair Studios in Roanoke. And then our grand prize winner will get $100 to Embellish. They'll also get chocolate from Chocolate Paper and Embellish Hair Studios, the only salon offering the American Wave service.
Ooh, fancy.
That's way better than the French, whatever that is. And the Cezanne smoothing treatment.
Yes.
Which we have, some of the strong moms have done in the past. Mm-hmm. And it really does look awesome if you want to straighten out your hair. So Embellish Hair Studio, ROA.com for that. Antoine!
All right. I want to shout out Sandra Yance and Rona from her daughter, Alicia.
Hello, Sandra.
All right, Alicia says, my mom raised my sister and I completely by herself. To make ends meet at one point, she had to work two jobs just for us to get by. But unfortunately, when her disc started deteriorating in her back, she had to stop.
Always the back issues. Hate that.
And then once she had surgery, she was eager to get back to work to provide for her family.
Good.
She has so many health issues going on now, but she still goes to work every day with a smile on her face.
Like it.
As well as my sister and I, when we go to her for advice, she gives it to us. And she is even being a great grandmother to my son.
Fantastic. Let's shout out Melissa Moore in Christiansburg.
Woo, Melissa.
This is from her son, Cody. Now, Cody says, I just want to give a shout out to my mom, Missy. She is the strongest woman I know.
Oh.
So Missy's husband, unfortunately, passed away tragically about a year and a half ago. But despite this, Missy has been there to help raise her three grandchildren. And Cody says, no matter how much she wants to just break down and cry her eyes out, she pushes through and keeps a smile on her face because she knows she has three little people looking up to her. Even though she thinks no one notices, I do, Mom. And you're doing an awesome job. You are definitely the real MVP and need to be shown how much we all appreciate you for
yes,
all you do.
Yes, that's awesome.
That's a good boy right there.
All right. I want to shout out Loretta Tondola in Roanoke from her daughter, Dana.
Loretta.
All right. And I'm going to read it how it's written.
Okay.
Dana says, my mom is the best.
Yeah, there are extra exclamation
points. There's so many exclamation points.
A lot.
She was always there for me and my children whenever we need her. She has always given her time and love to others, and she loves her family. She has three daughters and eight grandchildren. This is my mom's first year living back in Roanoke with us, and I would love to be able to send her some flowers to show her how much we all love and appreciate her.
Okay, well, you don't get flowers, but you do get a little something from Embellish. You put a flower in your hair after you do the whole treatment.
There you go. It's beautiful. Yeah, it's part of it. That's awesome.
Exactly. Wrong one. Let me get my drum roll here. Like, we applaud, but that's fun. All right, grand prize winner this week for the $100 Embellish Hair Studio gift card, K92Radio.com to nominate your mom. It goes to Patricia Johnson in Glasgow from her daughter, Jessica.
Congratulations.
So Jessica gave birth to twins in March.
Ooh.
And she says, last year, when we found out that we were going to have twins, we weren't sure what we were going to do about daycare, since we knew it would be very expensive. All of my family lives in Indiana, including my mom. I asked her for the biggest favor I've probably ever needed in my life. I asked her if she would make a permanent move here to watch the twins during the day while my husband and I are at work, so we wouldn't have to pay for daycare.
Ooh.
So that's what she did.
Yeah.
And not only does she watch the girls throughout the day now and live here, she also works 8 hours in the evenings to contribute to the family. And that way, she also will get up in the night with the twins and everything, because they're insane to have two kids there.
Double helps, the fun.
Yeah, change. And Jessica's husband is a police officer, so he works odd shifts and hours, and mom is always there to help out with Jessica. She has been the most supportive and caring mother I could ever ask for, and I would love to let her know how much we appreciate her, so thank you. So there you go, Patricia.
Yes, and that's actually to change the dynamics of being a grandmother, because a grandmother, like, you can spoil them and then send them back home.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
No.
She's home with them.
Home is the other room.
Yeah.
You're like, cool, now go to the dining room. K92radio.com to honor a strong mom in your life. Oh, man, I got breaking news. On two fronts.
Okay.
The first is, we were talking about today is New Law Day.
Yes.
In the state of Virginia, including tobacco. Gotta be 21.
Yes.
That does include vapes also.
Ooh. Yeah. Okay.
Jewels, vapes, all those things.
Gotta keep them out.
So you're 19 and living it up.
No longer.
2 years. Oh,
wow. That changes so much.
It does.
For a 19-year-old from June, or a 20-year-old from June 30th.
Yeah.
To today.
Too bad. You don't like it? Join the Navy, because then you can get your cigarettes back.
That's it.
That's the only exception. The other breaking news. I have way too much watermelon at my house, man.
How'd you get so much watermelon?
I bought a watermelon.
Was it like a giant one, though?
Oh, yes, because I was coming back from South Carolina. And how do you not stop at the roadside stand?
They are so enticing.
Well, and it's that season. I mean, it's peach season, cantaloupe season, watermelon season, so you're gonna get them and they're gonna taste awesome. So I got a watermelon, but all of them were 300 pounds, I believe, because this watermelon, gigantic,
right?
And I cut that whole watermelon up yesterday, and I took a gigantic, the biggest Tupperware I had, filled that, then filled the second biggest Tupperware I had, then filled the third biggest Tupperware I had.
Are you like a random, like, snacker of watermelon? Like, did you cut it up so, like, randomly throughout the day you can go grab pieces?
I am this week. That's all we eat. Trying to figure out how to incorporate watermelon into other sorts of foods and everything, too.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on. So I have way too much watermelon, but I also have watermelon for breakfast. And cantaloupe. I got two containers
That's
of that,
healthy.
Too.
That's healthy.
So much melon.
Vitamins.
Sometimes in life, very tough decisions are forced to be made. That's what we do. And one gotta go.
One gotta go. Right.
Antoine will give us four things. They're kind of always in a category.
Yes.
And that's a very tough decision.
Yes, I like to keep them similar.
Right. It's like when you ask most parents, well, which one of your kids is your favorite?
Yes.
And they get all squirrely.
They're all my favorites.
Yeah, I love them all equally. My daughter's my favorite. She's easier. She's just easier to put up with. I'll tell you that right now.
My grandmother would say, whichever one asked me the question, that's my favorite.
That, see?
Whoever asked me that question.
Smart lady right there. Yeah. So it's one gotta go. It's me. It's Antoine. Monica's off today. And it takes two women. Just to equal one Monica.
Equal one Monica.
So both of our interns are in here, so we're going to let them talk. Be nice. If you find them to be boring, don't say anything.
Oh,
hurt their feelings.
No, they're going to be awesome.
Don't worry about that.
So intern Maury, good morning.
Good morning.
It's Maury's 22nd birthday on the 5th of July.
Yes.
The least exciting birthday of probably her entire life.
Yeah, it does.
I can't do anything else.
Mm-hmm. It sets up the birthdays that don't matter anymore.
Yeah. Not since 12 has there been such a boring birthday. So she'll be 22, and intern Christina is in here also.
Good morning.
When is your birthday?
January, so I'm past okay. that 22.
Are you very close to Christmas?
Yes. It's so awful because I get all the presents at once and then nothing else the rest of the year.
Oh, God. It's these Christmas people. My dad, I'm going to tell you right now, just because you're how old?
22. All right, no, 23.
23 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
It will never, she'll never stop complaining about that. My dad is 70 years old, but his birthday is December 28th. And still to this day, I hear about, well, you know, everyone does is they just give me one present and they hold it back for my birthday, which is exactly what I do now. I even write Merry Christmas on it, and I scratch out Christmas, and I write Merry Birthday.
That's a funny jerk move. That's funny, though.
Yep, and
it's
I do it every
move,
year.
But it's funny.
And I always say, here's the one present I held back for your birthday. And that's what we do. All right, so our interns are in here. One got to go. Antoine's going to present the foods.
Yes.
And then we're just going to debate which one we would get rid of.
Yep, and let me say that this includes all variations of the food.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Fair enough.
All right, so we have burgers.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. So all burgers.
Yes.
And this includes...
The veggie burger?
Black
Even
bean
a veggie burger.
Yes.
any burger.
Bison burger,
yep.
Lamb burger, right. Anything that's on a bun with a meat or not meat
Some
patty.
Kind of patty in the
yep.
middle.
Yep. Any okay. kind of patty. All right.
So we have burgers.
Tough one to get rid of.
Tacos. So that means like Taco Tuesday would be gone. A whole day is gone.
It would just be Tuesday. Yeah, unless, okay, if we get rid of Taco Tuesday, does that get rid of Tuesday
nope,
as a
just,
whole?
It's just Tuesday with nothing with it.
Then it becomes nothing Tuesday,
yeah.
Which is way worse.
All right, so we have burgers, tacos, pizza, and anything poultry related. So chicken related.
Poultry.
So chicken.
So but chicken wings.
Chicken can go.
So chicken wings. Rotisserie chicken. Any of that. Chicken tenders, chicken nuggets.
KFC.
KFC.
Gone.
Gone.
Okay. So
Popeyes.
All
gone.
Ooh. Okay. So it's pizza, burgers,
tacos.
I was even blanking that one out because I didn't want to get rid of it. And then all things chicken. God, I do love a chicken wing. All right. Maury, what do you think?
Chicken can go. Bye bye.
And that was easy for her.
So easy.
You're not even going to, but are you a fried chicken
no,
eater?
No, I don't eat meat, so that's the easiest option for me.
Easy.
Well, this is going to be easy in the one's got to go, Maury's got to go.
She's yes, out. Maury's out of here.
No meat. See, all right, so you're not a meat person.
No, okay. I'm not. I eat fish, but not chicken.
Then we'll replace, what is your favorite non-meat thing?
I would say fish then.
Yeah. Oh, well, fish? All right. Oh, I got to keep my fish
All right, well, then we're doing fish for you since you're not a meat person.
Yeah. So you're choosing burgers, pizza, taco, and fish.
The tacos can go.
Ooh, Zach.
I love tacos, but I can't give up my burgers or my pizza.
Zach's offended. I know Zach's offended right now.
Well, we have two interns this year. Again, which one's your favorite? Christina. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning. burgers.
You're getting rid of burgers?
Yeah, not a burger fan.
Get them both out of here.
Oh, get them out of here.
Which one should we ever pick?
This is what happens with these young young people. They come in here, they ruin everything. That's what it is. So you'd get rid of burgers out of those four.
No, thank you.
Man, it's a tough one because burgers, I love a burger. I've been thinking about, I'm craving a burger right now.
I love a good savory burger.
Pizza, you just can't get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. It has so many uses. It's every meal. It's whatever you want.
So many toppings.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So many options. You can do so much with pizza. Except pineapple.
Taco is like a whole generation. I mean, it's just a whole culture you're getting rid of there. And that's just... But I have said before that chicken wings, if you told me I could only eat one food for the rest of my life, I've often thought that would be chicken wings because I never seem to get sick of them.
Mm-mm.
So if I'm trapped on the deserted island and I can mix it up on the sauces and everything, I'm getting rid of the chicken.
Oh.
I'm getting it out.
But you said that that's your one food that you would eat.
Yeah.
I know. But you know what? Pork is the other white meat. So I can figure out. I'll make a pork wing. I don't know what it is, but I'll figure it out.
You'll take like a pig.
Mm-hmm. I'll take a rib lit and I'll shave it into the shape of a chicken wing. I will figure out a way to trick myself into thinking that because I'm doing the chicken.
Yeah. Anybody who knows me knows what I'm getting rid of, but it's hard. I'm getting rid of tacos, but it's hard because I love the Taco Tuesday experience. I love how excited people get about Taco Tuesday and things like that. And I'll go and have like a margarita and drinks with them and I'll find something else to eat. And like the last wedding I went to, I told you the reception was a taco bar.
Oh, that's right.
So it's hard for me to get rid of it because I hate to take that joy from everybody else. But
you're taking that joy from everybody else.
Yeah. Pizza was actually a close second.
Oh, my God. All right. I got to figure out, see if Freddie Mac is interested in coming back to this show and you can start doing 10 to 2.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
Blow your mind. I give you three headlines. I take a word out of the headline and try to figure out what it is. Zach Jackson, Antoine Terrell, our interns Maury and Christine are here today. Monica's out.
Yeah, so they
just hung over.
Takes two. A math problem. Yes. How many people does it take to equal one Monica?
As you can see, we don't do a whole lot of math around
here. No, we don't.
So there's that. I'll give you the story. You try to fill it in. Here's story number one. Woman wins $3 million at a casino by blank. A, taking her pants off. B, tripping and falling. Or C,
a random good deed. Maury, what do you think?
Tripping and falling.
Yeah, tripping and falling. Christina.
Random good deed.
Okay. Antoine.
I'm also going random good deed.
Okay. Because you want to hear the fun story. It's a random act of kindness. Yeah. Well, no, it's not.
That means you're wrong.
Tripping and falling. Maury is correct. $3 million because she tripped over a caution wet floor sign.
Dang. Ooh.
And there was a little wrinkle to it because it had fallen over. So it was just laying flat. And they had security video of an employee walking by it and not picking it up.
Oh.
Yep.
So
she tripped and fell over it. And you think, I'll do that for $3 million. She did break her kneecap.
Oh, ow.
And had to have metal hardware put into her knee.
$3 million, though, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Take the knee.
You can have it.
But Antoine, you'll never be able to only be mediocre at basketball ever again.
Oh. $3 million, I can pay somebody to pretend they're me and play basketball.
Yeah, so $3 million is a casino. Jack Casino. I have no idea where this is. Let's just say Canada and move on. Next story. Woman tries to catch her husband cheating by blank. A, faking her own murder. B, dressing like his mistress. Or C, honesty. Obviously, it's not C.
It's not honesty.
Or B?
I'm going with dressing like the mistress.
Dressing like the mistress. Christina, what do you think?
I'm going to go with that one, too.
Okay.
What Maury? Was the first one?
Faking her own murder.
I'm going with that one.
Maury's on fire today.
Yeah! Movie.
She is such a mini Monica
it's just
over
so
there.
Odd. I had to go with it.
Oh, goodness.
I would love a story though where she tried to dress like the mistress. Hey baby, how are you? I'm your mistress, right? That's not the story. Yeah. So she took her husband's phone, posed as him, texted his mistress, and said, "I just shot and killed my wife."
Oh my God.
And she claimed she was trying to see, would she try to be an accomplice to my death? Now, the woman called 911because, crap, somebody just got murdered. And when the police showed up, she was there and alive.
Wow.
And arrested. I'd like to point that out. But yeah, don't cheat. And then also don't go to those extremes.
Yeah.
One more. Here we go.
All right. My 3 for 3.
Let's see what happens. Yeah. There's a lot of pressure here. I'll let you decide last since you've been waiting here. Woman eats half a cake in a Walmart.
Okay.
Then blanks. A, takes a nap. B, poops a candle.
Oh,
or C, demands to only pay half price for half a cake.
Okay.
Christina.
Demands to pay only half price.
Antoine.
I'm also going with that one.
God. Maury, are you going to agree?
I'm,
you're
gonna
I'm go
going
out
with him.
Oh, no.
You're going with him.
Let's see.
She's perfect.
Oh, yes.
Yep. She took a cake, walked around the store and ate half of it. When she got to the register, she said, "This is only half a cake. I'm not paying full price for this. I'm only paying half price."
Wow.
Yep. She was not arrested, but she did get banned from the store.
She had banned? They didn't
she
just
needed
make
to.
Her.
That was ridiculous.
They didn't just make her pay full price?
Well, she wouldn't pay. So they said, "Fine, get out of here and oh don't God. Come back.
Did she keep the cake?
Also, yeah, there you go. That's
you know,
the
good
the
good question. I don't
sell
know.
It after she ate half of it.
I will point this out that this is it's been a big year for Walmart in Wichita Falls, Kansas, is where this not Kansas, Texas, Wichita right. Falls, Texas, because the other Walmart in town is the drunk Pringles can story. Remember the woman on the motorized cart that was drunk and she was drinking wine out of a Pringles can?
Yep.
Also Wichita Falls, which is not on my bucket list of vacation destinations.
It's now or mine.
I think I want to visit.
It is now.
It's a hell of a place for people watching.
Exactly.
Find out where this thing is here.
Zach Jackson has just blown your mind.
All this taco hate. I didn't know there was so much taco hate in the world.
It's not so much taco hate. It's just less taco love.
I didn't know there was so much less taco love in the world. We're doing one gotta go, and the choices were burger, taco, all chicken.
And pizza.
And pizza. I think you gotta make that cut as all chicken. Just think of the boneless, skinless chicken breast and how it doesn't deserve to survive the rest of those. That's what it is.
I love wings too much. Nope.
I do love wings, but man... So many, text 52353, taco gotta go. Somebody else, tacos, easy.
Easy.
Oh, buy tacos. Oh, don't you buy tacos?
See ya.
Hannah from Pembroke, she says get rid of burgers. Now, she's not a big meat eater anyway, but she says, I have never said what my husband says, which is, quote, boy, I'd love to have a juicy burger. Like, who says that?
Your husband.
Me. Say that too. But, so which one would you get rid of? 52353. The problem with chicken is it's so versatile.
There's so many different meals.
You can put it in a salad.
A burger, you're locked into a burger. Taco.
Well, taco I can put into a salad,
there's
too.
So many variations.
And pizza's, you know, pizza's life,
yeah,
I think.
Pizza, it's like, it's easy for like birthday parties, events, whatever. Like, pizza's a staple.
Yeah. And every kid would starve to death if we didn't have it. So that would be very important to have. Is this celebrity being a bad parent for what they fed to their children?
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Also, Taylor Swift was all angry over the weekend. Lost her mind.
She was furious.
I'm not on her side in this one. She's very mad that Justin Bieber's manager, Scooter, bought the rights to her old songs. And it's not that he bought them from her or stole them away. The company was for sale.
Yep.
He bought the company. So now he owns all sorts of.
And it was $300 million.
Uh-huh.
So it wasn't cheap. It wasn't like a, you know.
Yes. But as Taylor says, my musical legacy is about to lie in the hands of someone who tried to dismantle it. I feel like she's taking herself way too seriously on this one.
It became very dramatic.
She could have bought it. She could have bought that company.
I don't think she was offered the opportunity to.
She's a businesswoman. She should know it's for sale. I don't know. Was it on Craigslist or the Facebook yard sale thing?
It was on the marketplace thing.
But she makes it sound like all her songs have been stolen from her, which is not true. Mm-hmm. It's the company that owned the licensing rights, which all artists, for the most part, go through some sort of licensing company. They get money. The company gets money. That's how it works. Scooter just happened to buy it. And she's mad because, you know, he represents Kim and Kanye and Justin Bieber. And I guess to her, that means he's trying to ruin her. So poor Taylor Swift this morning. Just remember, as you're going to work, she's very upset.
Yeah. And I just feel like it's a little dramatic because
very dramatic.
More times than most artists don't own their own masters, own publishing.
That's how it works
with the label.
Exactly. And they still get money. I mean, we play the song. Everybody gets paid. That's how it works. And then because social media makes everything worse, Justin Bieber stepped in it by commenting on the whole thing, posting pictures. Yep. Now they're fighting. Everybody's fighting over that. So it's rich people yelling at each other on social media if you want that. Okay. Robin Thicke, he did Blurred Lines.
Yes.
Alan Thicke's son.
Yep.
Being accused of being a bad parent because there's a video on social media, again.
Of course.
Of him letting his child eat Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
What?
Gas. What's wrong with that?
Oh, I guess everyone is mad.
They're delicious.
He was not forcing them on the kid. The kid wanted to eat Flamin' Hot Cheetos. Very young. Only two.
Was it like the kid like had a handful of them, like was going to choke? Is it a choking hazard?
I don't know.
What's wrong with this person.
Those Cheetos are beyond toxic. She's just a child. Go read a parenting book.
Oh, God.
Yeah. We all turn into Justin Bieber on social media.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, Flamin' Hot Cheetos did send rapper Lil Xan to the hospital about a year ago because he ate too many of them and he got a stomach ache. Okay. But he ate too many of them.
Yeah,
that's his problem.
And is it just the Flamin' Hot variety that are so bad? Because that's what they're saying is it's something about too much fat and salt creates acidity in the stomach. But I imagine that's all Cheetos.
I don't think there's a healthy option for Cheetos.
God, I wish there was.
Vegan Cheetos?
Oh, I feel so much better so they have the natural Cheetos, the white ones.
Yes.
They make me feel like they're health food. Because they're on the other side of the aisle. They're in with all the fancy chips. And I get those instead and I feel better. But yeah, they're very mad that he dare give his child Flamin' Hot Cheetos. But again, it's not like he said, hey, here's a regular Cheeto and tricked the kid into eating the spicy one.
That's what I thought was going to happen.
No, everyone's freaking out anyway. Text 52353 talking about Cheetos. There is a healthy Cheeto. It's called Pitos. They're made with puff peas and covered in the cheese dust. I'm out. I can't. No.
Wrong.
Okay, I eat them. I quit.
If I see those in a grocery store, I'm gonna put them behind other things, so nobody has to buy them.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna open the corner of the bag just a little bit, so no one will buy it. It'll sit there. And someone does say it's really gross. They do add that. So they weren't at least trying to convince us. No, it's good. I swear.
No.
Random encounters in your life. Have you ever had one of those? Is there one that sticks out to you where you met a stranger or you had just like one day?
When I was a kid, like it was always, I would go on like field trips and things. I was in the beta club and we would go on like convention, like weekend conventions and things like that.
Okay.
And we'd make friends from like other cities, other states.
Yeah.
And then it'd just be like, I miss my friend, but not really friends.
And I'll never see that person
again.
Never
see him again, but always hoping every year, like maybe they'll come back.
And, you know, now you can say, okay, here's my Snapchat or exactly. whatever it is and stay in touch with the person. My daughter met some girl at camp and they text each other now. We didn't have that luxury.
No.
You're right, Antoine. I have the whole sea of kids whose names I can't even remember anymore. You, man, he was a good kid, wasn't he? So we went to the beach
right.
last week and my son is 7 and he ended up with this random beach buddy for the day. Graham.
They just ran into each other, like Graham, just started playing.
And I say this as a not as an insult to Graham, but Graham was one of those know-it-all kids that wants to just Ooh. Tell you, hey, is this the first time you've ever gone boogie boarding? You know, that kind of uh-huh. thing. And but in a sweet,
yeah.
wonderful way.
Innocent
I,
way.
I don't mean it as a snotty way, like when you grow up and you mansplain everything. When you're 12, it's the innocence.
It's so cute.
And my son, 7, he's out there and he's playing around with the boogie board and the waves and everything, and Graham comes over, I'll show you how it's done, you know, that kind of thing. And they were just buddies the whole day. And this kid was older. He was like 12.
Okay.
So he sort of took him under his wing.
It was like a little brother type thing.
And he hung out and he came over to where we were sitting and basically told his whole life story about how he's the youngest sibling and all his other siblings are 20 years old and older. So no one pays attention to him and the family. And it's him and he's just hanging out and he brings over his fishing tackle and shows it to all of us. And
that's cute. That's really cute. That's really cute.
I know. I liked it. I wanted to keep him. I kind of wanted to take him home with me.
That would be kidnapping.
But well-intentioned.
Would it really?
But if it's a really good life on the other side, I don't know.
True.
I give him a choice. I was so mad he wouldn't let me buy him an ice cream. That's how nice he was.
He knew better. He knew better.
The Italian ice lady's coming by. I said, I'll buy you one. I'm good.
Did you meet his family by chance?
No, they were over there. I don't know. I didn't want to move.
So you never met. So you met the kid.
I did.
That's
and it's
awesome.
Just, and I thought about it. It was like, okay, this is like my son's buddy. They're like best buds ever. I like this kid. I will never see you again. Have a nice life. I know.
You got. They should have exchanged like emails or. Well, your
emails.
Son's 7.
Email. Your kid's 7.
My son does have an email.
Thank you.
What is
I set it up.
Oh my gosh. What is the email?
Yeah. So they could have exchanged, and you guys could do like yearly tradition.
And he'll get his iCloud thing, you know, so they can text. Mm-hmm, he can text. He doesn't have a phone or anything, but basically all he does is send me 700 poop emojis, and then says, "Did you get my text?" Yes, I got your text. Is there a follow up? I don't know. Oh, he does. It's the poop and then the tongue hanging out. Oh, the crazy guy. Those are the two.
He didn't reply. He didn't make sure.
But
you
I didn't
it.
Get his. I don't have this kid's information.
See,
so now it's done.
And that could have been like something that your son could have looked forward to every year. This annual beach trip.
Or he could have just sent poops and tongues to this kid forever. So shout out to you, random stranger. So if you ever had that random encounter, and it made me think of when I was a kid, I went to the beach one year and we met this girl named Cricket.
Ooh,
and okay. I just remember it because her name was Cricket.
Sounds fun.
That's it. It was like one day, Cricket was our best friend ever. I don't know where she is in life now. So Cricket from Cape Cod.
I've been on trips where like the tour guide is so like charming or so nice or whatever you're like. I want to hang out with them.
Uh-huh.
And you never see them again.
Right. And it's a just have a nice life.
Yeah.
You move on.
Hi, I'm Martha Stewart. And we're going to have so much fun today in my Liars Club. Lying is like origami. It has many folds like a swan. It's my Martha Stewart Liars Club.
50-50 shot. One of us is telling the truth. One of us is a liar. Is it me? I, Zach, forgot to watch a TV show I've been talking about for a year.
I, Antoine, cried during Toy Story 4.
All right. Start with Angie. We say good morning, Angie.
Good morning.
Who do you think is a liar, Angie?
Zach.
You think it's me? I can't possibly be that dumb. Well, Angie, I can possibly be that dumb. I'm sorry. That is true. Not even a year. Probably longer.
What show is this?
I don't know if this music means anything to anybody.
Not to me.
This is the theme music to a show on HBO called Deadwood.
Ooh, I've heard of this show.
Yeah, you know what? Deadwood, they were supposed to have a final season.
Right.
And it ended a decade ago, even. And that final season never happened. Until recently, they announced they were going to do a movie.
Okay.
To tie up all loose ends.
Right.
I was so excited. I talked about this movie for a year, Antoine. I told people that didn't care about this movie. And I was all excited. Oh, my God. May 31st. May 31st. I'm going to watch this movie. It's a Friday night. I'm going to watch Deadwood. I'm going to finally get my answers. Last week, it occurred to me, I forgot it was on.
How did you forget?
I completely forgot for weeks. I thought, oh, yeah, that was on. I forgot.
I question your commitment.
I question my brain cells. Yeah, well,
that's
the problem.
Yeah, that's a safe one.
I mean, I am still going to watch it, but I still haven't. I just haven't made the time yet.
You've been taking days off on one of these vacation days. I want you to watch it. Catch up.
Oh, I know, and I could have just... I had spent time with my stupid family instead. I mean, geez. I mean, I love them. Next one is Teresa. Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning.
Oh, she is ready to tackle the day. Teresa. If you are not a morning person, Teresa is not the kind of person you want to hang out with. Teresa, it's Antoine or Antoine. Who's the liar?
I think it's Antoine.
Well, you would be correct. Look at that.
Look at Teresa on top of it this morning.
That's amazing. Antoine did not cry.
No, I did not cry during Toy Story 4. I will say there were moments where, like, I got emotional, but no tears.
You thought about it?
Yes.
It was in there, and you managed to hold it back. You didn't want to just let it go.
No, because I was like, I'm technically working. It was for the screening. Like, I didn't want to be
people
that
person.
People are
watching you.
But I know there's other people in the theater that cried and everything, but it was very sad.
Was it when they take Woody's string and they yank it right out of his butt? Is that in there?
No, I don't think that was a part.
K92, all the audio that matters. It's viral audio on the K92 Morning Thing.
Now, fortunately, this dog is okay. I also have a story. This guy claims Alexa swore at him, called him a bad name.
Ooh.
After he canceled Amazon Prime. He claims there's...
Oh, come on.
We'll see. Anyway, 5 pounds of rocks this dog ate.
Of rocks like gravel?
Yeah. Dog is fine, but what happened was people were having a cookout. I'll let the person explain.
We had shrimp foil packs on the grill, and all of the butter and the broth, we found out that somebody had dumped theirs into the rocks. He just ate them up, and they started coming out the rear end. I was wondering how much he could possibly hold, and it had to have been at least 5 pounds.
Yeah. So someone poured all their shrimp juices just on the rocks. The dog's like, delicious.
Went from, these are the best rocks I've ever had.
Yeah. 5 pounds of rock. Dog's fine. But yeah, the dog, can you imagine watching that? Just 5 pounds of rocks.
Of rocks. Imagine the pain when it came out.
How did they not notice the dog was eating 5 pounds of rocks?
It's like, it should be a hole. Like, it went from
a trash can.
Gravel to a fire pit.
People come to your house and they start pouring things on the floor. The other thing I don't like is people feed your dog. Don't feed other.
Oh, that would make me so angry.
He's fine. He likes it. No, of course he likes it because he's not allowed to have it. Don't give it to him. All right. This guy claims that Amazon called him Bleephead. Or what's her face did. His smart speaker.
Yes. Here
it
is. All
right. Alexa, play some music.
Sure. Here's your playlist. Head on Amazon Music.
Did he program it to do that?
The guess is that he had a playlist that he named that. Alexa was just...
Alexa, play some music.
Sure, here's your playlist. Head on Amazon Music.
You can hear him smiling when he makes that request.
Here's the thing that'll make you mad, though. So he had just canceled his Amazon Prime subscription. So
right?
He says, oh, what a coincidence that now Alexa calls me this. This thing went viral. Amazon gave him a free year Prime.
Are you serious?
Yes.
He's undeserving.
I know.
I'm about to do the same thing.
And he swears he didn't do anything. You know, cause guy we don't know said so.
Oh God.
But yeah, he got himself
that's
some
crap.
Free Amazon Prime.
He worked the system.
Okay, Antoine, you do not currently have children.
I do not.
But you say that perhaps someday you may.
I may.
It's
yep.
in the cards, possibly. Well, I have great news. You will be able to breastfeed that child if you want to.
I didn't ask to be able to do such a thing.
Well, that's okay. Now you can. This woman says she's created a system where you will be able to lactate.
The tissue is actually there. It's just dormant. I designed this first as an empathy tool. The baby comes home. The dad is all ready to be super dad. Mm. And the baby's not interested because the baby's attracted to the smell of breast milk. And that's what mom smells like.
Yeah. So now you'll be able to. And this is not a fake outfit. You know, like,
what is it? That's what I thought at first.
No, this is not Meet the Fockers.
Okay, yeah.
Nope, it's not that. This would be, you would take hormones. She claims she has this system.
That's not how God made me.
But you said how God wanted you.
Thank you.
Yeah, no. So that is not currently available or legal, but she says she's working
she's
on
working
it.
Working on that patent.
She says she can make that one happen if you are interested. Talking about random encounters earlier. And Antoine, you mentioned have like a tour guide.
Yes.
And you very much enjoyed the tour guide. This person texts in to 52353. I'm a tour guide. It goes both ways. I meet people every day that are awesome.
In my head, I can see like the tour guide be like, hey, you guys want to be friends after this? I get off at 4. You guys want to go to happy hour?
That's such a tough one, too, because then on the other side, if you think he just meets people every day, he doesn't want me to ask him to hang out later.
And so you don't because you're afraid to be like, shh, kid, I'm faking it. I don't even want to be here.
Exactly. There's a friendship there that both sides are scared to see through.
Yeah, random encounters. It's so interesting where you have this one person, they're in your life for 1 second, but it sticks with you. This Megan and Pulaski says, when I was really little, I met another kid while on vacation. I talked to her for maybe 10 minutes on a ferry ride. And still, to this day, I remember her. Her name was Eunice. It was so unique. I'll never forget it. 15 years later, I still think about Eunice often.
Eunice.
10 minutes on a ferry.
I guarantee this person's probably Facebook Eunice just to see
maybe.
If it popped up.
Well, and it makes you wonder, too, who's thinking about me? Did I have a random encounter? Was I extra hilarious at the grocery store one time 7 years ago? And like, man, this dude, he was funny.
Oh, but see, now it's stressful because think about the other side. What if nobody remembers you? What if none of your interactions were memorable?
I always wonder if I'm ever in somebody else's pictures. You know, when you go to a theme park and there's random people in the background and you think, oh, look at that funny looking guy. Am I that funny looking guy
in
somebody
mantle.
Else? Yes. Am I? We're sober. I swear.
Family photo album. Yep. You are in somebody's family photo album.
I did photobomb a family once on purpose at a theme park. I just thought it was African American family, huge. They must have. It was one of those family reunions, matching,
yeah.
you know, shirts and
T-shirts
everything.
And, all that, yeah.
and they were posing for this big picture, and I just kind of leaned in a little bit in the background, just hello, and then I kept going, and that was it. So I'm there. They're like, "Who's that guy?" It's me.
It's you.
So hi. Hello, everybody.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.